Mr. Lindsay, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me? I don't know if you can hear me.
Yes, sir. We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay. The phone was kind of going in and out when you was just speaking, so I got bits and pieces of what you were just saying.
Okay. You okay now? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you fine now. It's an area that I'm at because I'm actually in the car.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you have the floor.
I'm not driving, though.
I'm good. You need that membership then.
Right, we need that membership.
Well, you have the floor, Mr. Lindsay.
Okay. I heard what Mr. Bowman and Mr. Crusher had said earlier, but I was able to read 3 Feet from Gold, just a summary, because I kind of got on it last minute. But like I was having a conversation earlier with Mr. Crusher as far as motivating my team, and me, I had an associate that was kind of down, and I was, you know, just trying to motivate him and get his spirits back up. And I was explaining to him how another of my associates had moved up, but actually had tied up with me in rank. And then he was kind of, you know, bothered by that because the associate that moved up in rank, I had signed him up after I signed up the other associate. So he was kind of upset about that. And I told him, like, you know, don't let that discourage you because he moved up in rank. You know, y'all come from two different worlds. So the people that he might be able to reach out to might not be the same people that you can reach out to. So I had broke it down a little more in depth with it, and he kind of seen where I was coming from. So once that happened, you know, he changed his outlook on things, rearranged his strategy, and now he's up and running now. I had spoke with him briefly after that, day after that, and he was up. So that's pretty much been what my week been like outside of signing up memberships and whatnot. But I want to take the chance to thank Mr. Daniel Bowman and all the success that he's had. And, keep moving on, brother. Mr. Crusher, okay. You there?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Mr. Lindsay. Okay. Well, folks, I've got all three segments done, and at this point, I'm going to roll it back over to Frank and Teresa.
Awesome. Thank you so very much. And we're going to really elaborate a little bit more on the systems that Daniel Bowman was talking about here in just a few minutes. But I do want to, before we get into the actual training segment, just want to spend another couple of minutes talking to you about Las Vegas. And number one, it's important to go. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But number two, please make sure your registrations are complete. I downloaded the new Legal Shield event app on my cell phone today. And if you're registered for the event with your name you should have gotten that in your email today. If you did not, call home office tomorrow and ask about it, because it is going to be interactive. It's going to be really awesome to have there at the actual event, to have it on your phone. So FYI on that. And I want to talk to some of you, because I know there are a number of you who are new, and you maybe have thought, it's is this something I really want to do or not? Should I go? You know, I've just been in the business for a few weeks or a couple months, and some of you have been in the business for years, and you're saying, I'm not sure I should really go to this. So I just want to encourage you to really consider, and it's not too late. I know people got their plane tickets today. It's still plenty of time for you to consider actually attending the conference. And, you know, I'm going to give you a shortened version of a story I've told many, many times. There are, and this is an analogy for you, a kind of a comparison. There are two guys in Charleston who own computer stores, George and Alan, and they're kind of close to each other, same area of town. In fact, they kind of drive by each other's stores every now and then just to kind of see what's going on. They're friendly, a little competitive, and they both received in the mail a few months ago an invitation to the annual big conference trade show for all the new gadgets and gadgets in the whole electronics world of computers and software and the thousands of things that can actually go along with that. That is such an area that's growing. And And there, it was really interesting. When George got his invitation and saw the cost, and it was a few hundred dollars to go and to attend the for the ticket, and it was probably going to be another $500 or so for him to get there and so forth. And, you know, so it was expensive to him because, you know, they're not big stores. They're not Best Buys. They're small stores. And so, you know, George looked at it, and Alan pretty much had the same reaction. He said, oh, my, that's going to cost a lot. And a few days later, George was thinking, you know what, looking at the agenda, looking at what's going to go on there, he decided he flat out could not afford not to go. He felt like it would actually cost him more to miss that than to be there. So he had to figure out what to do with the kids. He had to figure out what to do with the store and to get it managed while he was gone and all of that. It was really a lot. He sacrificed a lot to put this trip together. He had to save up the funds and borrow some, and, you know, he actually had a yard sale to make sure he had enough money. He didn't want to have to put too much on credit cards. And so he did all that stuff because he was so serious about growing his business. So Alan, though, he just kind of tossed it in the trash a few days later. He just said, no, no way, just can't afford it. It's not going to, wouldn't be worth it. And so George went, Alan stayed home. 2 weeks later after the event, after the big trade show, George was, he had put into play already the systems and the new ideas and the new promotions that he learned there. And he also was carrying some of the products and the services that he had never done, had before. And Alan, of course, missed out on all that. Well, Alan drove by George's store, and George, he thought George must be having a going out of business sale because the parking lot was jammed. And, it, I mean, the customers were coming and going, and Alan parked. He had to go in and see. He says, George, what's up? Are you going out of business? And George laughed his head off. He said, are you kidding? I've had, this is going to be the best month I've had in my whole 10-year career, you know, be having a computer store. And Alan said, well, what happened? And George says, well, I went to that trade show. He said, I can't believe you didn't go. And Alan walked out and went back to his store and was not a happy camper. So anyway, just to give you, you know, that's an analogy that I've heard and has been told to me many times and helped me make the decisions to years and years ago to make sure I made it to the convention. So that being said, make sure you register for your breakout event that we're going to be having. Go to performancefamily.com and get that information. And we're going to spend the last 10 minutes or so talking about, Frank, how we started our business, the most solid foundational system to help everybody grow their business. And Jim Crutcher is going to be on the line with us.
He's cap it off.
He is going to help us cap off this call. That is right. Jim is Ron Crutcher's brother. They've worked together forever in the business. And Jim, if you will, introduce yourself to everybody and tell everybody your background. I think they'll appreciate that. And you have been so instrumental in helping Daniel have the success he's had using the number one system, the way to launch a business. And love for you to share with everybody that information.
Well, thank you so much, Teresa, for having us on the call. We appreciate being asked to be on. We've had some phenomenal success through Mr. Lindsay, through the Bowmans. I mean, it's been an amazing ride, and it's just getting started. And it's all based upon systems. And the system of, in this case, private business receptions. How do we get those PBRs done? How do we get them out? How do we get people in the move for them? And it goes from the initial exposure of course, getting that person a tool, getting them on a three-way call, getting them to a live event. But once they get to that event, whether we're using... Is that feedback coming to me, or can I see that?
I'm going to check the dashboard here and see if anybody just makes that extra noise.
Hold on. Just a second, Jim. We're checking right now.
Did that get it? I think we got it.
Go ahead, Jim.
Okay. In terms of what happens is once that person, they've got their three-way call, they're excited, they come out to the event, and then you have the option of using a tool, whether it is the Darnell Self Private Business Reception DVD, where you can actually just sit down, put it in, press play, and the person is just so amazed that, wait a minute, I didn't have to say anything or do anything, this DVD actually explains everything. and there's somebody here that answers my questions, that's all I have to do. All of a sudden, you start getting the me too. And when you start getting that me too, then, of course, people say, I will join with you. And it's been like wildfire that people will join because they see the simplicity of what it is that we do. We're not changing the house around. We're not making anything fancy. Shifts and dips there at the house, inviting those folks over, asking them to bring something with them. But the beauty of it is when that person is there, when they see that all they have to do is be quiet as a church mouse, watch someone else present all the information to their prospects, and then their prospects are then answered questions by someone else. All of a sudden, the amazing thing is they figure out, I can do this too. So when you turn your business into a system-driven business, when you turn your business into a business that works in spite of you, not because of you, and I know my guys probably get tired of hearing this, but save yourself time, energy, and money by following that system, then amazingly, your business grows. This says, as Mr. Lindsay, when Mr. Lindsay first came into the business, Mr. Lindsay had three recruits within 48 hours. One of his three recruits, Mr. Satterwhite, had an additional two recruits within 24 hours after that. But when we got to Mr. Bowman, and he went through and he figured out all he had to do was follow the system, we had a private business reception at his home. We started signing people up. All of a sudden, we start getting three-way calls, and those three-way calls that we were using, getting people out and in front of the information for the next PBR, the next PBR, the next PBR, start working for him. He then, in turn, was able to sit down with his new associates. I know Amir got like four or five new members this weekend. He has another associate who is one membership away from the Fast Start qualifying. I mean, it's just amazing what can happen at a private business reception. Everybody shows up. People from all walks of life are there. You don't change your house around. You show them the DVD. You have an expert there to answer questions, and the person becomes so amazed because you're just sitting there and somebody else is actually handling all the things, even though it's in your place. I mean, it was amazing when Mr. Bowman's parents were looking around, and especially his wife, because it was the first time she had seen everything. And she looked at, well, who's this guy in my house that's playing this information, and now he's doing all this talking. And she came up, she asked me a few questions. It's like, wow, you mean I really don't have to put myself out? All I have to do is follow this, and things happen? It was amazing. And now they're able to duplicate that down through their team, as has Mr. Lindsay has done, as Mr. Bowman has done, as Mr. Satterwhite has done, and others. It's amazing at what is happening right now. It's actually caught fire in some of the other lines. I know Mr. Bush has brought on a couple of people who have brought on a couple of people. So it's been wonderful to see the power of the private business reception. When you can come into someone's house on Monday, have a brand-new person come on, and 2 days later have another brand-new person come on, and 2 days later have another brand-new person come on. They went from being by themselves on a Monday to having four to five people in their business or more by Saturday. It is the power of duplication and the power of having that group presentation in your living room, okay? Not changing the furniture around, not serving a whole big dinner, just chips and dips. Doing the diamond system or to get the folks out, that invitation, to get them there. And we've done all the invitations. The new associate has not had to worry about that because I've been on the phone and I've told them where it's going to be, what time it's going to be, and when that person hears someone else on the phone making that invitation for them, it turns around so that they're not looking at the new person as the expert there. They realize that there's a business around them, and they're not sure. They think maybe it's their boss or something calling, and they don't want to disappoint. They don't want to get that person in trouble, so they're definitely going to be there. And when they're there, the information itself takes over, kicks in. And as we know, this business will sell itself if you just allow the information to be told. So I'm excited about what's happening right now. And Frank and Teresa, I hope I haven't taken too much of your time, but I will turn it back over to you.